Hi there. Did you know that God has wired you in a very special way, unique from others, with a special combination of gifts and motivations and abilities and the ability to communicate? You have been wired specially by Him. And today, we're going to be talking about 7 communication languages, or life motivations, life languages. And with me, I have a special guest, Carolyn Santos. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you.
You're a life coach, and you teach seminars on this subject. And I've been really excited about having you on the program today, because you actually profiled my husband and I. And we're going to be talking about this profile later on in the program. But I'd like you to share just a little bit about yourself, because you weren't always a trainer or a life coach. You, in fact, were a preacher, a prophetess, which you still are. You go out and you're an itinerant minister, and you minister within the church. But you minister outside the church as well. And, you know, God is calling His people outside the church conquer the 7 mountains
That's
of influence. And so just a number of years ago, God called you into business and to conquer that mountain. And so you've been helping business people get groomed to serve the Lord and to understand each other in their place of business. You've been helping families on the family mountain.
Indeed.
Learn to work with each other. In fact, you are also a relationship counselor, and you're a very gifted woman, and we're happy to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I did, indeed. The church is my passion. Families and helping people learn to communicate well together, it's so important. It's the number one cause of all relationship problems. The inability to communicate or connect. And as you know, opposites sometimes attract together,
right. Mm-hmm.
And we're attracted for balance. Opposites attract for balance, and it's the way of the Lord. And yet, sometimes in relationships, the very things that drew us together, if we don't remember those and continue to honor and respect one another the way that the
right.
Father wired us, those can be the things that pull us apart. And so as we learn who we live with, work with, are married to, or
right.
gave birth to, we can actually continue to communicate love and respect based upon who the Father's wired our spouse or family members to be, or ourselves.
You know, over lunchtime, we were discussing with a ministry friend of ours how he went through this profiling on the 7 life languages. And his profile determined certain motivations and bents. And his daughter also had hers done. In fact, the whole family did.
Yes.
And him and his daughter had, I mean, obviously a good father-daughter relationship, but there was some stress in their communication.
Yes.
But when they went through the life languages, they discovered why, because they weren't understanding how each other needed to be communicated to in the manner that they needed to be, to not only give communication, but
That's
to receive
right.
communication.
That's
and
right.
so once they went through the profiling and understood it, they start having this amazing relationship, and it's never been so good.
It's
and
true.
And you've had lots of people share those testimonies, I'm sure.
I have. And one of my favorite scriptures that helps bring this to clarity is Proverbs 24:3. And many of us are familiar with it, that by wisdom you can build a house,
right.
but by understanding it is established.
I love that.
And then by knowledge we can continue to fill all of its rooms with treasures and beautiful things.
Right.
And without understanding, we can get so caught up in our preferred communication styles and who we are
right.
and forget the needs of the other person. So as we were talking and sharing, it's like they began to develop a language that they could speak to one another in and remember that other people have preferences
right.
just as I do. And so that was a beautiful story that he shared with us.
I know, I just love that. And also over lunch, you were sharing with us about, you know, people in the workplace, that and employers and employee relationships improve, and sibling relationships improve, relationships in the body of Christ improve.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, tell us about the story. I love this story about someone who is trained by you, and they wanted you to come in and profile all the children that they were taking on a missions outreach.
Yes, my friend Sheila is a children's pastor in a church where I live, and she was about to take 20 8 to 12 year olds on a 2-week mission trip to Jamaica. And wow. she had gone through
Bless
the seminar.
Her heart.
Indeed, that is no small feat.
That's no small feat.
And so she had the foresight after going through the workshop with me to say, come in and let's take the children through this so that they begin to understand themselves. Because from 8 to 88, we
right.
need to know. So we had the workshop. She began to identify who the leaders were. Through their profiles. Who the children were that were more task-oriented and wanted to follow mm-hmm. instructions. So she put the groups together so that there would be leaders and followers, workers, enthusiasts, encouragers. And she said that two-week trip went almost without a hitch, as you can imagine. You
yeah,
have someone who has something
brilliant.
Beautiful.
Absolutely brilliant.
Beautiful.
And it's such a tool, you know, like, I mean, children's pastors especially.
Indeed.
I mean, that is a big undertaking, and yet with the tool in hand, it made everything so productive.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the different life languages. There's seven of them that you teach on. And of course, we don't have time today to go into unpacking them all,
right.
but they can get a hold of you on your website or on your email address
yes.
on the screen.
Yes.
And if they want more information, they can contact you directly because we can only share so much in such a short program. But the ones that were my strongest three out of the seven were influencer, shaper, and mover. Now, if you could just list the other ones.
Yes. Producer,
uh-huh.
responder,
right.
doer,
right.
and contemplator.
Right. Now, my husband is a responder, a doer, and a
producer.
Yeah. And neither one of us are contemplators. Those were both on the bottom
yes.
of our list. But anyways, those are the seven. So we're going to look, first of all, what is an influencer? Because that was my highest one.
Yes. Before I knew your profile, just watching you, because I know the languages, I said Patricia King is a primary language influencer. They're encouraging, optimistic, enthusiastic, joyful, positive, and they're gifting from the Father. And of course, the languages are actually a faith-based tool birthed
right.
out of the scriptures from Romans 12, 6 through 8.
And what I understand is that the actual founders who founded this program are born again, because there's other programs out there that are tools that are great.
Yeah.
But this one is spirit-led believers
yes.
and Bible-based. So I like that.
That's right. And then the beautiful thing about that is we secularize it to take it into the marketplace.
That's right. So you can move it right into that business mountain.
That's
right. Right into the marketplace.
And it carries the power
yeah.
of the word of the Lord
that's
with it.
That's right.
Yes. And so the influencer, the gifting from the Father from Romans chapter 12, is the encourager, the son of Barnabas. And their key character strength, your key character strength as an influencer is enthusiasm.
Right.
And Patricia, that's a compound word in the Greek, which is entheo, which means to
in
put
God, yeah.
God inside.
Yeah.
And that's what influencers are created by the Father to
wow.
do, to inspire and encourage
Ooh,
us.
I'm inspired already. Just
You're the helium.
To who I am, who God made me to be. Okay, what about the shaper? What are some of the characteristics of the shaper?
The shaper is the strongest of the cognitive category, and they are strategic, focused, and organized. The gifting from the Father is the gift of leadership and administration. And the one thing I love about first language shapers, high language shapers, as you are, because your influencer and shaper are only a half a point
apart. Yeah, they're almost identical,
yes.
aren't they?
Yes, you speak them with equal fluency. And they are strategic developers of people with long-term plans. And they want to establish. They begin with the end in view and then back up, chart a course, and bring everyone along with them.
That totally describes me.
It does.
Totally does. Yeah. Okay, well, the next one is the mover.
Yes. The mover corresponds to the gifting of the Father in Romans 12 of prophecy. And those are the people in life. You are a woman of God who lifts the vision, who lifts the standards, and who calls black, black, white, white, that our words and our actions need to line up. And they are innovative, focused, and have high standards. And that's what you do in the body of Christ, as I've watched you, as you continue to lay high standards and yet encourage people with the grace of God to never quit and to continue to be better and better.
That's awesome and so encouraging. Thank you so much. I mean, I know it takes a long time to do these profiles, and I really, really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you've shared a lot of the attributes of these, and they're very encouraging, but there's also some corresponding weaknesses. To any strength, there's a corresponding weakness as well. And it's really important that we know the weakness of our wiring as well, so that we can, you know, be careful of it, so that we can learn to love better. I had a friend, before my profile was ever done, I have a friend who I've come to understand is a contemplator. That's her highest, and my highest is influencer, but I'm a very focused person with the shaper mover thing, too. I'm very focused, I'm task oriented, and I focus on something and I can shut everything else out. And so, you know, she was teaching me, Patricia, I don't think you listen deep enough sometimes when I'm trying to share, you are cutting me out. So it was so good to know that, so that I could work on that. And now I'm getting very skilled, way more skilled at listening, because I understood that that was a weakness. I had my mind on the task that I was thinking about, but not listening carefully to what was being spoken. So just knowing that helps. So when you get to know the weaknesses of these different things, then you can work on actually turning them around and making them strong.
Absolutely. In fact, in our profile, we have, because they're called the nature of the Father, and He put all of Himself in us, but we manifest Him differently from strength to weakness.
Right.
And so our weakest life languages and the weaknesses of our primary languages, if we cultivate the positive character qualities, because it is a character-based communication tool, and by strengthening ourselves by learning the positive character qualities of our weaker languages, we can become multilingual. And then each language has a developmental need, and as you mentioned, the influencer, of the two developmental needs of the influencer, the first one is listening. And what, as influencers, you want people to know you're so connected that you can finish their sentences for them and think you know what they're saying. And yet by cultivating, as you've cultivated that character quality of listening and honoring and respecting the people you're talking to, you make yourself an even more effective influencer and leader in the body of Christ.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, do you wonder maybe how you are wired? Are you an influencer? Or are you, you know, gifted as a mover or a shaper or a responder, or any of the ones that were mentioned? We're going to learn more about these gifts, more about these wirings after this break.
Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Order Patricia King's new Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal. Develop a rich devotional life with practical guidelines, scripture, and journal space for a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ. Order the Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal online now at xpministries.com.
Carolyn, this is all very exciting, and of course I know that you are a professional trainer. You not only coach people through their profiles and help them get it all set up, but you also train trainers, don't you?
Correct.
Yeah, that's amazing. How did you get into this?
I have a passion to help people, and I have my particular blend of languages has some interesting internal conflict. And so when I found this tool, I was pursuing certification with another tool. It was a secular tool, and I went to a leadership conference where the seven life languages were being presented. And halfway through the morning, I said, this is what I have been looking for, because it is faith-based, it is Christ-centered, and it is about character and communication. So I went the next month and was certified with this tool, and that was 12 years ago, and have enjoyed helping people understand themselves. And
you've helped so many people. I mean, it's so enlightening to come into an understanding of how you're wired in that. And, you know, I've watched people accelerate once they understand themselves more. So that's neat. Now, this is a communication language. It's not IQ.
That's right.
It's not EQ.
Correct.
It's CQ.
That's
right. So let's talk about that.
There have been two things that have been discovered, and I feel that this is something that the Lord wants to bring out into the world now, that we have a communication intelligence about us. And through this tool, that we are able to find out and discover what our communication intelligence is, our preferred communication styles. We always communicate out of our preferences.
Right.
And when we learn the other languages, we can then tailor our preferred communication style to be the communication style of the person that we're living with or working with or are married to or gave birth to. Because if I try to make people into my image, I'm going to hurt them. But if I understand who the Father's made them to be and I honor who they are and give communication to them with laser precision the way they need it and they're wired, then by virtue of that, I am honoring and respecting God in them and not making them try to be like me.
I love that. So it's CQ.
It's CQ, communication intelligence.
Very, very, very cool. I'm just getting a prophetic word for you actually right now, right on the set here, is that I feel like the Lord's saying to you, Carolyn, that He is so pleased with your diligence and in turning your heart not only towards Him, because you turned it towards Him first in this, but then to the needs of others. And you have sown into the lives of others in such a great way. And therefore, they have reaped the benefits of that. And you've reaped the joy of seeing them come along. But what I feel the Lord saying is that right at this particular season in your life, that you're ready to step into increase. This is a season of increase that is coming. And I see especially media. Media is going to take it to a whole new level. And I know that you do webinars already. So that's one form of media.
Yes.
I think God's going to give you other forms. And I see a book. I believe that you're going to write a book on different aspects of this with testimonies. I see a quill pen. That's what's speaking to me about the book. But I also see like media. And it might be even through social media that God's going to give you training on how to use social media, video media, audio. I see all kinds of different resources being built. So this is a brand new season for you. And it's going to come alive, like all those years that have been, put inside of you by the Lord. All the wisdom, all the understanding is now going to be distributed in greater ways than you've ever known. So I get that very clear for you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Now, I want to talk about my husband,
yes.
The love of my life. He's amazing, Ron. You did his profile, and he came up as producer, doer, and responder. So there's nothing about the two of us that is the same in our top three. We're totally, different. And is that a good thing?
It seems to be that the Lord has made it that way, where He causes opposites to attract for balance.
Right.
Because as we understand, it's about completion and not competition. And therefore, He completes you in a way that you are where your weaker life languages are actually His primary. Your primary life languages are actually His weakest.
Right.
And so as you love one another and submit one to another in the fear of the Lord, you bring perfect balance and harmony to the ministry, to the kingdom, to others.
I have enjoyed my marriage so much. I've been married for 38 years to the same man. And he is a jewel. In fact, Ron likes to work more behind the scenes. He's my biggest cheerleader, actually. In fact, times when I would want to give up on things, he would just be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I'm here today because of my husband. And I know that when we stand before the Lord in glory, that Ron is going to surprise many when they see how many rewards he gets before the Lord. He's just so diligent behind the scenes. He makes things happen. He manages the household so much. And he's like mortar between the brick.
Yes.
But talk a bit about producer.
Yes.
Because that's his highest.
Yes, and as his profile kind of indicates, again, we're not limited by our profile.
Right.
We're limited by our passions and all those things. And as a producer, doer, responder, Ron, as a producer, is gracious, hospitable, and financially adept, managing resources of all kinds, whether it's finances, people, places, times. And the producer life language represents the smallest percentage of the population who have that as a first language. 3% of the population have producer as their primary life language.
Wow.
It is a special language that uniquely reveals the nature of the Father.
A special language that goes with a special man.
Doer is his second life language, and doer is the practical, diligent, detailed.
And that's him. Yeah.
And responder is compassionate, creative, and passionate.
Yeah.
So he is passionate about making you successful in the calling that the both of you have, you in the forefront, he taking care of things behind the scenes, which is a perfect complement as the Father has designed it.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. Of course, we weren't even saved when we got married, but God knew. I'm so grateful. And this was really fun going through. We went through it together, and you know, we're kind of chuckling at different things. So thank you so much. Now, in our profiles, you also included a portion of how these can work together, grow together. And you do this not only for couples, but for businesses, for church leadership, how does that work?
Yes, indeed. Because this is a character-based communication tool, people tend to think of all of these types of profiles as personality-driven. And though this tool reveals personality, it is designed to measure communication, and that way we can begin to see how we connect and relate together. So one of the aspects of this tool is a group report or a couple profile.
Right.
And then that helps us to see who we are as a connection, as a department in a church or an organization, and the crosstalks and the cross ties.
Yes.
Because as we begin to see where I'm weak and he or she is strong, then we can begin to see how many languages we have to go through to make connection. And it's finding love in a language. Mm-hmm. It is, how do I express love to this person? And when I am first self-aware, how did the Father wire me? And then I learn just a few things. It's so simple that children understand it. Then I can choose to speak their language. The crosstalks and crossties show us where we're strong, where we're weak, where the other person is coming from, and how I can find a connection point to share with them, and again, honor and respect.
This is so wonderful. The kingdom of God is about harmony and love and relationship. And it's all based on communication. So it's really important. It's an important priority in life that we learn to build relationship and build our communication, because it's what the Father's heart and his kingdom is all about.
It is true.
And I just think what you're doing is awesome. Just
communication
awesome.
Comes from a compound word of common union. Communication.
Wow.
And when we, through whatever tool is provided by the Lord, I particularly prefer this one, that we find common union so that we can care and respect and value one another and thus honor Christ in one another and bring peace and harmony to the world.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment.
We'll be right back.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Order Patricia King's new Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal. Develop a rich devotional life with practical guidelines, scripture, and journal space for a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ. Order the Sacred Time, Sacred Place journal online now at xpministries.com.
I'd like to share a word of encouragement with someone in particular, and I feel like you are a woman, and the way that you'll know it's you is that there's something very unique about your nose, and it may be something that you love or maybe not so much about your nose, and you feel sometimes that you are two different people, and that frustrates you because you feel there's something incongruent about yourself. And what I feel the Lord wants you to understand is that you just have two very strong life languages, one in a cognitive category and one in a kinetic category. And once you begin to understand deeply who the Father has made you to be, you're going to be able to separate those two life languages, and they're not going to be confusing to you anymore. And it will actually begin to be like a triple-stranded cord that will actually be a strength to your life instead of the confusion that it has currently been.
I have a word for someone that is watching this program. You're being actually called into life coaching. And this program is pivotal for your life, and the Lord's going to lead you into more understanding on that. In fact, you can just even go on Carolyn Santos's website or email her to get more information about how you can get profiled or trained or get more information on this subject. But we're so grateful that you've joined us for today's program. Remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
Thank you.